USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden expressed his desire for China to thrive, emphasizing the importance of adhering to established regulations. The remarks were made during a press conference in Hanoi following his discussions with Vietnamese leaders.
That's what this trip is all about. Having India cooperate much more with the United States, be closer to the United States, Vietnam being closer with the United States, it's not about containing China. It's about having a stable base. A stable base in the Indo-Pacific.
President Biden acknowledged the challenges facing China's economy and expressed his aspiration to convene with Chinese President Xi in the near future. On the 11th day of the manhunt, Pennsylvania State Police say there's been a new sighting of escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante. Surveillance video shows him in Phoenixville, Chester County, about 30 miles from Philadelphia. Cavalcante appears to have shaved his beard and may be driving a stolen white Ford Transit van. Morocco remains shaken by ongoing tremors after a devastating earthquake on Friday night. The death toll now exceeds 2,000, with thousands more injured. The magnitude 6.8 quake marks the strongest to strike the North African nation in over a century. Rescuers are making progress in the mission to retrieve American scientist Mark Dickey from a Turkish cave. Early Sunday, it was confirmed that Dickey reached a base camp about 2,300 feet below the surface. He was more than 3,000 feet underground when he began to experience life-threatening stomach bleeding last week. The 40-year-old is now being carefully transported out on a stretcher. California Governor Gavin Newsom was asked if he's gearing up to make a run for the White House. On NBC's Meet the Press, Newsom said Vice President Harris is the next Democrat in line.
It's the Biden-Harris administration. Maybe I'm a little old-fashioned about presidents and vice presidents. I was a lieutenant governor, so I'm a little subjective.
As far as President Biden goes, Newsom said he looks forward to working to get him reelected. This is USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
19-year-old Coco Gauff has won her first major women's tennis title. The six-seeded American beat the number 2 seed Aryna Sabalenka in a three-set final at the 2023 U.S. Open Saturday. This victory marks a significant milestone in Gauff's burgeoning career. Even his holy father grew up with Rocky.
Sylvester Stallone visited the Vatican on Friday, where he discovered, to his surprise, that Pope Francis is a huge fan of his films and even gave Sly a little boxing jab.
Siamo cresciuti con I vostri film.
We grew up with your films.
Ready? We box.
The veteran actor was introduced, along with his wife, daughters, and brother, to the pontiff in a meeting shared on social media by Vatican News. I'm Corey Myers.
Thinking Out Loud was not in Ed Sheeran's best interest Saturday night after the musician was ridiculed by fans for canceling his Las Vegas concert at Allegiant Stadium less than an hour before the show was scheduled to begin. Fans were irate, accusing the singer of allowing them to wait in line and roast in the heat, which was over 100 degrees. Sheeran sent out a message saying the show had to be canceled due to some challenges with load-in that could not be overcome. The concert has been rescheduled. The Nun, too, frightened audiences, earning over $13 million on its opening day. Projections indicate it's set to rake in about $30 million for the weekend. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.